弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters tonight.
很高兴我们大家能够用晚上一起来敬拜神，准备我们自己进入神的安息。
I'm very delighted that we're able to spend tonight to worship God and enter into His rest.
要借着奉主耶稣圣名，要一起来查考，在内忧外患中完成神的工作。
And now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'd like to share the topic, completing the work of God, with inner and external conflicts.
我们最近读经开始读尼希米记。
Recently, we've been reading the book of Nehemiah.
那尼希米记，他所记载的时间呢，是接在以斯拉记同一个时候。
And Nehemiah was a contemporary of Ezra.
但是他所做的工作跟以斯拉记所记载的不一样。
But the work that he had done was different from that recorded for of Ezra.
尼希米记他的重点在提到重修城墙，就是耶路撒冷的城墙。
The main point of Nehemiah was to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.
那接下去要重整他们的生活。
And after that was to rebuild their spiritual life.
因为当百姓被掳归回之后，他们第一件事情神要他们做的是重建圣殿。
When the Israelites were taken captive and they returned, the first thing that God wanted them to do was to rebuild the temple.
那当时候其实城是破坏的，城墙也都是残破不堪的。
At the time, the walls were destroyed, and it was not a good sight.
那其实如果按照我们人间的逻辑，应该是要先把城墙建好。
According to human logic, it would be reasonable to rebuild the wall first.
那有一个外围的保护之后，再来重建圣殿呢
？After having this external layer of protection, then you would go about building the temple.
但是神他并没有这样做。
But God did not do so.
神首先要百姓重建圣殿。
He first wanted his people to rebuild the temple.
虽然当时候的城墙是破坏的。
Although the walls were destroyed at the time.
敌人可以很容易的到城里面来，再一次的破坏神的殿。
And it would be easy for the enemies to enter to destroy the temple of God.
但是神要百姓再一次的经历，神是成为他们的保护。
But God wants His people to experience that once again He was their protector.
其实真正的墙是神本身。
And the true wall is God Himself.
所以他们在重建圣殿的过程里面，神就把异象显给撒迦利亚先知看了。
So throughout this process of rebuilding, God gave visions to Zechariah.
所以我们在尼希米记之前，我们读撒迦利亚书，在第二章的地方第三个异象。神给先知看的就是耶路撒冷不需要城墙，因为神就是他们的城墙。
And before the book of Nehemiah, we were reading Zechariah, and in chapter 2, God gave Zechariah a third vision, which was that God would be their wall.
所以神要成为他们的保护，神要亲自做百姓的荣耀。
So God would be their protection and to be their glory.
那等到圣殿盖完之后。
Until after the temple was built.
那接下来再来要重建这个城墙。
Afterwards, they wanted to rebuild the walls.
那这个城墙的工作由尼希米来完成。
The work of rebuilding the wall was due to Nehemiah.
那所以尼希米记呢，它前面一半的部分就是从第一章到第七章，它就在讲这个重修城墙的过程。
The first half of the book of Nehemiah, from chapter 1 to 7, records the process of rebuilding the wall.
那从八章以后，就是讲他们这个尼希米跟以斯拉这两位领导人怎么样重整百姓的生活。
In chapter 8 and onwards, describes how Nehemiah and Ezra, these two leaders, revived the faith of the Israelites.
那所以以斯拉记跟尼希米记的结构很像。
So the structure of the book of Nehemiah is similar to that of Ezra.
它前一半都是在讲这个硬体的建筑。
First half describes the physical construction.
那后面一部分都在讲重建信仰或者重建他们信仰的生活。
And the second half describes about a spiritual reconstruction or spiritual revival.
那他们的生活其实就跟我们现在的生活很像的。
And their lives were very similar to ours today.
他们所碰到的挑战跟我们也很像。
The challenges that they face were similar to ours.
啊，所以以斯拉尼西米记这啊跟啊哈该书、撒加利亚书、马拉基书这五卷书呢，跟我们末世的真教会要重建信仰很有关系。
So Nehemiah, Ezra, as well as Haggai,
Zechariah,
and Malachi, these five books have a direct relationship with how we revive our faith in the end times.
因为这五卷书都是被掳归回之后的书卷。
For these five books all record about how they were taken captive and were able to, the exiles were able to return.
那也在预表着我们末世真教会重建这个属灵的殿的过程当中。
Also symbolizes the kind of challenges we will face as a true church that is to revive in the end times.
我们要怎么样让神成为我们的荣耀？这跟我们的不但是硬体的建筑，跟我们内心的圣殿跟外在的生活都有关系。
How we allow God to be our glory has to do with not just the physical construction, but also the inner construction of our faith.
那所以我们今天晚上就来从他们在重修城墙的过程当中遇到了内忧外患的这些挑战，尼希米怎么带领百姓把这个工作完成。
So tonight we want to study how Nehemiah was able to lead the people to finish this work even though they were faced with inner and internal and external challenges.
尼希米记的第一章第十一节就在说明尼希米这个人，他是在苏珊的王宫里面做酒政的。
Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 11 describes Nehemiah serving as a cupbearer in Susan.
所以其实他是当时候人在外邦可是他也是在王宫里面有一个很重要的职位，他生活过得很富裕。
Although he was living in another land, yet he was living in the palace, and so he had a good lifestyle compared to others.
虽然他人在异邦官居高位，可是他的心一直惦念不忘耶路撒冷城。
Although he was in a foreign land holding a high position, yet his heart was always longing towards his home.
所以第二节那里就说明他是怎么样主动的询问从犹大来的弟兄有关于耶路撒冷的光景。
And verse 2 describes how he was able to inquire of the brethren from Judah how the Jews were doing.
他因为关心，所以他才会问呢。
And so he cared for Jerusalem, and therefore he asked.
不然他在这么好的生活当中，他生活过得那么舒适，他不需要去关心那么远方的事情。
For he lived such a comfortable life in this foreign land, there was no need for him to care about things that are so far away.
所以我们就看到他其实是一个神所特别要兴起的工人。
So we see that he is especially a worker that God wanted to raise up.
其实是神所预备的一个器皿。
It was a vessel that God wanted to prepare.
就像神预备以斯拉一样。
Just as God had prepared Ezra.
我们在读尼希米记跟以斯拉记，我们发现这两个人物很不同。
When we read Nehemiah and Ezra, we find that these two people are different.
以斯拉这个人是很温和，而且是很有修养的人。
Ezra was peaceable and refined.
他很懂得神的律法。
And he understood the laws of God.
他这个人本身就是很内敛的人。
And he was a person who was
他很稳啊，内心很稳。
He was
情绪不容易波动。
He was very steady and unable to be swayed.
就是以斯拉，因为他是专门在教导律法神的律法。
For he was a person that taught the laws of God.
而且本身就是在行律法的人。
And he was a person who actually carried out the laws himself.
所以他对神的那个命令他在生活里面行出来，就是他这个人的特质就是彰显出那个神的性情来。
And so he had this godly quality about him that he was able to not only teach the laws but to also obey them.
所以我们读以斯拉记会发现以斯拉这个人他什么事情他都先跟神祷告。
We realize that in reading Ezra, that in whatever Ezra did, he prayed to God.
他并不是那种咄咄逼的那种个性，他不是那种很积极、很强势的人。
He's not a person who is very brash or very rushed.
但是反过来看尼希米就不一样了。
But looking back at Nehemiah, he is different.
因为他是做酒政，他当官的。
For he is an official as serving as a cupbearer.
后来他又被任命为省长。长官呢
？And then later on, he served as a governor.
所以他真的是一个行政的专才。
So he was a politician.
他是一个 expert， 他是很懂得做事的人。
So he was very knowledgeable in conducting business.
我们再看他这个重建城墙这件事情啊，他用52天就把这个工作完成了。
And from looking at how he approached in rebuilding the wall, he had completed it in 52 days.
他是怎么样？组织所有的百姓。
How was he able to mobilize and organize all the people?
他怎么去面对问题
？How was he able to face the challenges?
然后他怎么去提出了个解决方案呢
？And how was he able to find solutions to them?
他有一个很坚定的信念。
He had a very firm
目标很清楚。
He had a very clear goal that he was pursuing.
他就是要把神的这个工程完成。
He wanted to complete the work of God.
因为这个是他跟神求来的。
Because this is something that he had asked God for.
也是王特别特准他的。
And also something that the king especially permitted him.
所以他在不管遇到什么困难，他都很坚定的要完成神的工作。
No matter what kind of difficulties he faced, he was very resolved in completing God's work.
我们知道尼希米他这个人，一开始在第一章提到他是一个会祷告的人。
We know in chapter 1 it describes Nehemiah as a man who was a prayerful man.
他的这个做法跟以斯拉很像的。
And that he did similar to Ezra.
你看他关心神的家，当他听到有关于圣城被火焚烧、城门这样拆毁，他马上跪下来在神面前禁食祷告。
We see that he had showed concern for Jerusalem, and when he heard that the walls of Jerusalem were broken down and the gates were burned, he immediately knelt down and prayed.
所以他懂得依靠神。
He knew how to rely on God.
这跟以斯拉的做法都一样的。
This is very similar to how Ezra also conducted himself.
所以以斯拉，你看他在不管是从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷路上，或者是他回去以后碰到的问题，他都知道要依靠神。
We see how Ezra on the way back from Babylon to Jerusalem, and no matter what kind of situations he faced, he knew to rely on God.
所以你看，这个就是神的工人共同有的特质。
These are common traits that workers of God share.
要完成神的工作，第一个要求就是一定要先懂得祷告。
In order to complete the work of God, the first thing they must do is understand how to pray.
祷告并不是说我们人不需要计划。
Praying does not indicate, does not imply that we as human beings do not need to plan.
祷告是说明我们人知道这个工作是属神的。
But praying is for us to acknowledge that we know this work belongs to God.
所以他懂得这个力量的来源是从神。
So he realized that the power, the source of this, the strength,is from God.
这工作能不能做得顺利，就是在神手上。
And whether or not this work can be completed successfully, is in the hands of God.
但是人要能够跟神配合。
But as human beings, we need to be able to work with God.
所以尼希米他借着祷告，他能够跟神同心呢。
So Nehemiah through prayer, he was able to share a be of one mind with God.
所以我们看他的祷告里面呢，他懂得在神面前认罪。
We know that in his prayer, he knew to confess his sins before God.
他尊神为大。
He esteemed the Lord as great.
他还懂得抓住神的应许。
And he understood to hold on to God's promises.
所以他很大声地跟神求啊，跟神祷告。
So he loudly pleaded and prayed to God.
所以第十一节，一章十一节说，主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你。
That's why in chapter 1, verse 11, it says, Please let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who desire to fear your name.
哦，所以他跟神祈求。
So he prayed to God.
然后他求神让他之后所要走的路能够亨通，能够在王面前蒙恩。
He asked God to allow the way that he was about to take to be smooth and to be shown mercy before the king.
因为如果没有王的批准，他人在王宫里面在做酒政，他是不可能同时跑去做神的工作。
Because without the king's permission, he was unable to serve both as a cupbearer and also to do God's work at the same time.
所以尼希米记他里面所表达的意思，然后里面的一些教训呢，跟我们今天 每个弟兄姐妹很有关系。
So these teachings that are in Nehemiah is applicable to us today.
因为我们就像他一样，在世上有我们的工作。
Just like Nehemiah, in this life, we have our own jobs.
但是同时，我们是要做神的，也要做神的工。
But at the same time, we also have to do the Lord's work.
有时候我们会发现，我们世上的工作把我们绑住了。
Sometimes we feel bounded by the work of this world.
让我们没有时间亲近神。
So that we don't have the time to draw close to God.
让我们没有心情去关心神家的事情。
So that we don't have the heart to care about the things of the Lord's house.
但是如果我们能够效法尼希米亚。
But if we can follow Nehemiah's example.
他虽然人在王宫里面。做官了。
Although his physical person was in the palace serving as an official.
但是因着他对神的殿、对神的城的关心。
But because of his concern for God's city.
换句话说，也就是说，他真的有一颗爱神的心。
In other words, he truly had a heart that loved God.
他同时也关心他这些他的百姓、他的同胞、犹大人回归到耶路撒冷去的那批人。
And at the same time, he also showed concern for his own people, the ones that returned to Jerusalem.
他知道这个就是神的工作，神给他一个机会。
He knew that this was the work of God and that God had given him this opportunity.
所以他想要服侍神。
So he wanted to serve God.
虽然他是在王宫当酒圣，可是他同时他自己认为他是神的仆人。
Although he was serving as a cupbearer in the king's palace, but he understood that he was also a servant of God.
但是这两个角色要怎么样取得平衡呢？
So how was he able to balance out these two roles?
他就祷告神。
He prayed to God.
所以他求神给他一个亨通的道路。
And he asked the Lord for a way.
让他在王面前可以蒙恩，所以他接下去所提出来的要求能够蒙王允准。
So that he may be shown to be shown mercy before the king, and that the king would allow him to go back to rebuild.
因为在他的心里面，他已经打算要做什么了。
In his heart, he already knew clearly what he wanted to do.
其实你看，他在整个回归的过程当中，很多人已经回去，大概至少五万人已经回到耶路撒冷城去了。
At this time, perhaps 50,000 have already returned to Jerusalem.
在犹大地里面有很多很多。神的工人也有先知，不是吗？
There are many of God's workers as well as prophets.
祭司、利未人、先知都有。
Prophets, priests, Levites, they were all there.
在犹大省那里本来就有总督、有省长、有政府指派的官员。
And in Judah, there were governors and other officials and appointed officials.
可是，在这样一个看起来环境应该是可以把这个圣城整理得很漂亮的情况底下。事实却是城门拆毁，城墙倒塌。
So in that kind of environment where one would expect that the walls would already be built up, we see in chapter 1 that it was not so.
所以尼希米就看到他自己的责任。
So Nehemiah, he knew his own duty.
所以他祷告的时候，其实就在跟神就在。他就已经在计划他准备做什么。
And when he was praying to God, he was already planning in his heart what he was going to do.
只是他在等候时机。
And he was waiting for the right time.
所以一个会祷告人，也就是会等候神的人。
So a prayerful person is also one who knows when to wait on God.
也是在祷告当中，在计划能够为神做什么。
And in their prayer, they also plan on what they can do for God.
在祷告当中，他能够更贴近神的心意。
And in their prayer, they can also draw closer to God's the will of God.
在这个祷告当中他祈求神能够给他一条亨通的道路。
In his prayer, he asked the Lord to give him a way.
我们就看到第二章以后，四个月以后，真的神为他打开一条路了。
In chapter 2, 4 months had passed, and God truly opened a way for him.
这个机会是神主动给的。
This opportunity was actively given by the Lord.
因为这个就是王主动问尼希米到底是怎么了。
For the king actively reached out and asked Nehemiah what was wrong with him.
哦，那这个王主动问，这个时候就是尼希米的机会了。
So the king took the initiative to ask and thus presented Nehemiah his opportunity.
那为什么王在这一天特别会问他？
Why did the king decide to ask, especially on this day?
因为这个就是神要动工的时候了。
Because this was the time when God was working.
所以第二章就看到神施恩的手在带领他这条服事的路。
So in chapter 2, we see God's merciful hands guiding Nehemiah's path.
那尼希米他就抓住这个机会。
And Nehemiah held on to this opportunity.
所以我们说我们要 做神的工作一定需要有神的神的时候配合了。
That's why we say that in order to do God's work, we have to match God's timing.
但是要怎么判断这是神的机会，一定要在祷告当中才能够分辨的。
And how can we determine when is God's timing? That's done when we pray.
所以你看尼希米他抓住机会的时候，他一提出来，王就答应。他说什么，王都说 yes。
And so we see that when Nehemiah grasped hold the opportunity, whatever he said, the king agreed with him.
那真的让尼希米感觉到，真的神已经开始在动工，神在为他打开这条亨通的道路了。
And it reassured Nehemiah that God was working with him and that He had opened up this way for him.
然后我们就看到很快的第二章，尼希米他就回到耶路撒冷来了。
And quickly we see that in chapter 2, Nehemiah returned to Jerusalem.
他回来，他要执行他想要做的这个计划。
When he returned, he wanted to execute the plan that he had made.
可是一回来，马上碰到阻挡。
But once immediately after returning, he encountered obstacles.
所以第二章的第十节。
So chapter 2, verse 10.
我请读第十节。
Verse 10. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official heard of it, they were deeply disturbed that a man had come to seek the well-being of the children of Israel.
你看这个地方就提到这几个人物啊，这个就是神选民的仇敌。
And here it talks about these characters which are the appointed enemies by God.
那个何伦人参巴拉，他其实就是撒玛利亚的省长。
The Sanballat the Horonite was a governor of Samaria.
那这个亚门人其实也是当时候是管理亚门的一个官员，也是省长。
Tobiah was also one of the head officials of the Ammonites.
哦，那他们本来就是在圣城耶路撒冷这个地方，他们在做官，他们是从犹大人身上得好处的人物。
And they were ones that were already serving as officials in Judah, getting benefits from the people of Judah.
现在耶利米啊，尼希米回来了。
But now that Nehemiah returned,
他要来为以色列人求好处。
And he was looking after the well-being, the welfare of the Israelites.
这个时候敌人马上恼怒，生气了。
And at this time, his enemies, opposition, began to disturb him.
哦，因为这个就是尼希米他在这个做神的工作里面碰到的外部的阻挡，主要的人物的这几个人。
And these were the key characters that presented themselves as an external challenge or conflict for Nehemiah.
可是我们看当时候尼希米啊，他这个人哦，他很沉得住气的，就是他很稳，他不会被这些人的恼怒而破坏了他内心的工作。
See that Nehemiah was very steady, and he was unable to be shaken by their work.
所以他先夜间起来，他就自己去视察到底现在耶路撒冷城的破坏的情形是怎么一回事。
So he went out by night to observe the condition of the walls of Jerusalem.
实际的去视察这个城墙整个城的状况。
And he viewed the conditions of the walls and what kind of state they were in.
他才知道说到底要怎么开始。
So that he knew where he should start from.
要怎么样鼓励这些百姓一起来工作。
And how he was able to motivate and mobilize the people to work together.
所以我们看到第二章呢，你看尼希米他看完之后，他就鼓励当时候的百姓。
We see in chapter 2, after Nehemiah had observed this, then he began to motivate the people at the time.
他自己先掌握整个状况以后。
He first got a clear understanding of the situation.
然后二章的十七节，他就跟大家说：“你们都看见，你们都知道这个耶路撒冷城的城墙是怎么破坏。”破坏到什么程度，你们都知道了。
And then chapter 2 verse 17, he says, "You see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste."
他说：“来吧，我们来重建耶路撒冷的城墙，
he says,
免得再受凌辱。”
He says, "Come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem that we may no longer be a reproach."
哦，所以我们就看到他真的是鼓励大家一起来面对这个问题。
So he truly wanted to motivate, encourage the people to face this problem.
他就以神施恩的手所帮助他有这一条亨通的道路，来鼓励众百姓一起来配合神的工作。
So with the good hand of God that was guiding him and opening a way for him, he also motivated the Israelites to work together to get the work done.
所以他本身他先见证神怎么样动工。
So he first testified at how God was able to work.
然后要借着这些神的工、神的恩典来激励百姓一起来参与建造重修城墙的工程。
And through this grace of God, he was able to motivate the Israelites to also work together to rebuild the wall.
所以18节，我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话，他们就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们就奋勇做善工。
In verse 18, he told them the hand of the God that had been good to him, and also of the king's word that he had spoken to him. So they said, "Let us rise up and build."
我们看到第二章呢，他们就开始要准备来。要进行这个工程了。
So in chapter two, they begin to get ready to do the work.
所以要重建城墙的关键就是神施恩的手跟人愿意做工的手。
So the key to rebuilding the wall was the merciful hand of God as well as the willing hands of the people.
那这个人的做工的手是被鼓励出来的。
And these willing hands of the people to do the work is brought aboutby motivation and encouragement.
是因为听到神那个美好的见证，看到神在动工。
It is inspired by testimonies of how God had worked.
所以你看他这个时候，大家已经被鼓励、被激励起来，说我们起来建造吧。
And so at this time, people were uplifted and inspired to go and start the work.
所以他说，于是他们就奋勇做这善工了。
And it says, then they set their hands to do this good work.
那这个工作，你看这个开始要进行的时候，接下去第十九节还是一样，这个敌人马上就来嗤笑，就来阻挡。
We see at this point that once they were about to start the work in verse 19, the enemy starts coming to oppose them.
但是这个时候，你看这个尼希米一样靠着神抵挡住这个仇敌的攻击。
At this time, Nehemiah once again. Relying upon God, he was able to withstand the opposition.
他拒绝了这个仇敌他们这个假意的要帮助的这个做法。
He rejected the offerings of the enemy.
因为这些人呢，其实他们是要来破坏工作的。
Because they actually were trying to disrupt his work.
只是你看，他们其实用一个很善意的包装，想要从中来渗透，来破坏。
But they tried to disguise it as helping him, but in actuality, they were trying to disrupt what was going on.
第二章我们就看到，哎，这个工程就开始进行。
So in chapter two, we see that this work
动工了
began to be mobilized.
第三章
in chapter three,
就是我们就看到这个尼希米他怎么样动员所有的百姓，大小男女老少一起来。分工合作完成来进行这个工作。
In verse 3, we see how Nehemiah was able to mobilize all the people, including young and old, strong and weak, in order to do this work.
基本上从大祭司一直到市井百姓，到商人，到贵胄，所有的全民都参与。
From starting from the priests to the people, others, they begin to do the work together.
甚至有些平常不是在做工的人都一起在参与了。
Even people who normally did not do this type of work joined in.
所以第三章他讲了很多不同职业的人。
In chapter 3, it describes people of many different backgrounds and professions.
然后我们就看到这个尼希米，他是把他分配每一个人有一段的责任区了。
And we see that Nehemiah assigned them a certain roles and functions.
那一段都是对着他自己的家门口的。对着自己的家来建造。
And those were all the building for their own homes.
就是你家的那一段，你面对的那一段城墙，就是你的责任区。
And so wherever their homes were facing, that part of the wall, was their responsibility.
哦，所以第三章啊，有一句话一直都重复出现的，就是要对着自己的房屋修造。
And in chapter three, one of the phrases that continued to be repeated was that,
对着自己，比如说第十节。
For instance, in verse 10, they made repairs in front of his house.
所以就是你家的那一段就是你的责任。
So whatever was in front of their house, that was their responsibility.
那我们就看到说要重建神的这个城墙，跟我们自己的家庭有关系，跟我们的这个要从我们的家庭做起。
So we see that in order to rebuild God's wall,It actually starts with our own families.
要因为这个就是家庭，就是建造教会的单元，基本的要素。
Because the family is the fundamental building block of the church.
所以我们今天要建设神的工，做神的工，一定要从家庭的信仰开始做起。
So today, in order to do God's work, we have to start from the faith that we build up in our own families.
好，那这个 这个工程就这样子一段一段开始接下去了。
So this work began to take place step by step.
第四章
，Chapter Four，
我们就看到这个外部来的这个敌人哦，用很多种不同的手段要来破坏神的工作。
Now we see enemies approached and try to disrupt them in many different ways.
那这个就是这个在神的工在进行的时候，敌人从外部来的敌人。他们所使用的手段，这个跟魔鬼的手段有关系。
And so we see that when God's work is underway, oftentimes the opposition or the work of the devil will come and try to impede him.
哦，那这个面对这些敌人呢，用各种不同的方式想要打击他们的信心，想要真的杀害他们的生命。So, 尼西米他是怎么样对应的
？The enemies employed various tactics and approaches to try to defeat. Their faith as well as their work, and how did Nehemiah withstand that?
第四章就写得很清楚。
Chapter four describes this very clearly.
所以我们现在来看第四章。
Let's read chapter four.
先看敌人是用什么手段来破坏神的工作。
Let us see how the enemy, what kind of strategies they use to obstruct the Lord's work.
第一节。
Verse one.
请读。
But so it so happened when Sanballat heard that they were rebuilding the wall that he was furious and very indignant and mocked the Jews. Verse 2, and he spoke before his brethren in the army of Samaria and said, What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stones from the heaps of rubbish, stones that are burned? 3, now Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him, and he said, Whatever they build, if even a fox goes up on it, he will break down their stone wall.
我们这里看到这个仇敌要用这个他们先恼怒，然后耻笑，打击他们的信心。
We see here that the enemies disrupted and mocked the Jews in order to try to break their faith.
第二节跟第三节，他们这个敌人就联合起来了。
And in verse 2 and verse 3, the enemies united.
联合起来藐视他们。
They united in order to mock them and look down on them.
那所以我们就看到，一般来说，这个仇敌，他们都是整群的。
We see that the enemies were all in a big group.
他们都是一起行动。
They moved together.
特别是针对有关于神的工作，都是一起来破坏的。
Especially when it comes to God's work, they would all come together to try to disrupt it.
本来都是个别的，可能当中有些矛盾。就是他们本来不是很合的。
They were originally scattered.
但是为了要去破坏神的工作，通通合起来啊。
But in order to obstruct God's work, they would join together.
那这个就是你看魔鬼通常也都是这样在破坏神的工作。
This is how usually the devil works in order to try to disrupt God's work.
所以我们就看到这个从内心里面，他是让神的选民觉得很受伤，这是一种计谋。
We see their tactics here trying to attack the inner confidence of the people.
那我们再看第八节。
Let us also read verse 8.
第七节。
7. Now it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were being restored and the gaps were beginning to be closed, that they became very angry.
第八节。
In verse 8, and all of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion.
你看这里，他们是一起起来扰乱。他们很气，然后要使城内扰乱，要起来攻击百姓。
We see here that they became very angry and conspired together and attacked them and to create confusion.
看第十一节。
And verse 11, and our adversary said, "They will neither know nor see anything till we come into their midst and kill them and cause the work to cease."
我们这看到说，这个就是趁他们不知不见的时候，偷偷的进入他们当中，把他们杀害，让他们工作停止。
See here that they will neither know nor see until they come into their midst and kill them and cause the work to cease.
所以这个叫做暗中破坏啊。
So this is to try to disrupt, to destroy in secret.
其实第十一节所描述的跟现在这个恐怖分子的做法很像的。
Actually, verse 11 describes a lot of the tactics that are employed by the terrorists today.
他就是要让众人的那个心消化，很害怕。
They try to break that the heart and the inner confidence
到什么地方都觉得不安全
of the citizens, so that they feel unsafe wherever they go.
他就渗透到百姓，他趁他们不知道不见的时候，跑到他们当中去杀害他们。
So they permeate amongst the people, so that when they're not watchful, they will cause great harm.
那时候还没有这个绑炸弹把自己炸死的，还没有这他没有这一步。
And at this time, there was.
现在恐怖分子已经升级了。
Those days, those terrorists did not carry bombs strapped onto them like they do today.
这个就是这个，你看在圣经里面就讲当时候，你看两千多年前的事。
The Bible here describes what happened 2,000 years ago.
哦，超过两千年了。
Over 2,000 years ago.
那所以应该这个就是仇敌在破坏神的工作。
This is how the enemies try to break and cause the work of God to cease.
那第十二节。
Verse 12.
请读十二节。
So it was when the Jews who dwelt near them came that they told us 10 times, from whatever place you turn, they will be upon us.
那这里说十次，表示这个敌人是持续不断的一直骚扰，一直想办法要攻击。
It says here 10 times, which means that the enemy continued to come and disrupt them over and over.
这个就是在做工的这些犹大人，他们的家人在呼召说，赶快回来救我们，因为敌人来骚扰我们。
This is how the Jews called out to their family members and to come and help them because the enemies were harassing them.
那这个就是这个仇敌哦，你看这个时候的外来的这个敌人，他们真的是不放弃的，一直这哥哥顶，一直不放过你。
We see how persistent the enemy was here. It would not relent, continue to harass.The work of God.
我们再看第十三节。
Let's continue reading verse 13. Therefore, I positioned men behind the verse 15 rather. And it happened when our enemies heard that it was known to us that and that God had brought their plot to nothing, that all of us returned to the wall, everyone to his work.
他们这里提到说，他们那时候这些仇敌啊，用尽各种不同的计谋。
It mentions here that the enemies use different kind of methods.
然后他们随时都变成百姓的一个威胁。
And they continue to be a threat to the Jews.
也就是说，你看，当百姓在做工的时候，他们就在旁边虎视眈眈的，就是准备要找机会来攻击。
And so as the people were working to rebuild the wall, they would stand by and for opportunity to attack.
百姓是在工作，他们是要付出劳力去做工的呢。
The people were working hard in order to rebuild this wall.
那他们就是在旁边看呢，以逸待劳嘛。
But they were just standing around watching.
那只要有机会，他们就攻击。
Finding an opportunity to come in and attack.
所以我们就看到当时在重建城墙的这个整个大环境非常的恶劣，就是说非常的不友善。
And so we see that kind of tension that was building as the people were rebuilding the wall.
那在这种情况下，你看百姓，你特别是尼希米，他怎么样去对付呢？
And so we see in that kind of environment, how was Nehemiah, how did Nehemiah deal with it?
因为这些外来的仇敌，他们特别用这个心理的战争的方式，让百姓灰心丧志。
For these external enemies try to have this inner kind of a psychological battle with these people so that they would lose heart.
那当一个人如果意志消沉了以后啊，这体力就消失了，就没力了。
So if they can break a person's will, then oftentimes they break their strength as well.
所以当时候百姓当中，他们看到这么复杂的工作，其实他们本身也觉得这个怎么样才能够完成呢？
And so it caused the Israelites perhaps doubt themselves that if they could ever complete this complex task.
请看第十节。
Let's read verse 10. Then Judah said, "The strength of the laborers is failing, and there is so much rubbish that we are not able to build the wall."
你看，当时候他们有人就是说，哇，这个废土那么多哈，他们没有力气去扛，他们真的已经觉得啊，这个工程可能做不下去了。
So we see here that the people are beginning to lose heart, that they found that there was so much rubbish there that they were unable to carry in order to rebuild the wall.
在这种情况下，那尼希米怎么样来帮助百姓胜过敌人的攻击？
In this kind of environment, how was Nehemiah able to lead his people so that they could overcome the enemy's attack?
我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
他首先是先祷告。
First, he prayed.
他说：“求神你垂听，因为我们被藐视。”
Says, "Hear, O God, for we are despised."
求神能够看到这个敌人他们这些很恶劣的手段，求神伸冤呢。
Pray that God can avenge for them.
看第九节。
In verse 9,
请读第九节。
Verse 9, nevertheless, we made our prayer to our God, and because of them, we set a watch against them day and night.
还是一样，你看，他先祷告神。
In the same way, he continued to pray to God.
然后求神 能够加添他们力量。
And he prayed that God can strengthen them.
所以我们今天要胜过仇敌，第一个步骤一定是先祷告。
Today, for us to withstand the enemy, the first step we must take is to pray.
像我们要做神的工作，第一件事情也是先祷告。
And for us to do God's work, the first thing we should also do is to pray.
然后呢，我们现在看第二个步骤，我们就看到第六节。
And the second step is in verse 6. So we built the wall, and the entire wall was joined together up to half its height, for the people had a mind to work.
你看到这里，虽然敌人来攻击，来耻笑，来藐视。
Even though the enemy attacked, they ridiculed them and mocked them.
但是这个时候，经过祷告完之后，神就让百姓可以不分心的、专心的去工作，而且不理会他们的讥笑了。
But after prayer, God was able to give the people a mind, a focused mind, to concentrate on the task and not on their mockery.
所以我们有时候要真的把眼睛放在神的工作上。
So this teaches that oftentimes we need to fix our eyes on God's work.
我们要看到神的旨意。
We need to be able to see His will.
因为这个要把这个城墙建好，这是神已经肯神在动工的，这是神的工程。
In order to rebuild this wall successfully, this is part of doing God's work.
所以你看，百姓他们说专心做工了，不管他们去怎么笑吧。
We see that the people had a mind to work. They were focused.
要能够有这个专一的心智很重要。
So it's very important for us to have this focus.
第九节说
，Verse nine，
他是接下去他说我派人看守，作为防备。
It's because of them we set a watch against them day and night.
所以我们一定要警醒，知道仇敌就像吼叫的狮子，随时可能来攻击。
So we know that we have to be watchful because the enemy is like a roaring lion.
所以要有人是专门当守门的。
That can devour us at any time, so we have to set a watchman.
所以要派人昼夜看守。
So we have to set a watch against them day and night.
然后呢，我们现在接下去看第十三节。
And then in verse 13.
第十三节。
Therefore, I positioned men behind the lower parts of the wall at the openings, and I set the people according to their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows.
要防备，他接下去是组织这些所有的各宗族，每一个支派哈，都派人出来。
So in order to defend themselves, they had to send people from each of the families.
把它组织起来，合作，一起来警醒。
So that they can be organized, work together. And be alert.
他们站在那个低洼的空处，就是这个地方，其实是能够看得比较清楚的。
They stood at the lower parts of the wall at the opening, so they can have a better view.
那我们接下去看十四节。
And let's continue reading verse 14. And I looked and arose and said to the nobles, to the leaders, and to the rest of the people, Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons.Your daughters, your wives, and your houses.
我就看到，你看当时候这个尼希米啊，他是怎么样鼓励百姓要一起来靠神。
We see here how Nehemiah was able to motivate the people to rely upon God.
他说要纪念主是大而可畏的。
He says, "Remember the Lord, great and awesome."
那大家要勇敢，要为弟兄、为儿女、妻子、为家产征战。
So everyone needs to be bold and fight for their brethren, sons and daughters, wives and houses.
这就是你看这个做一个领导人，他怎么样去鼓舞士气，让百姓能够得到力量。
As a leader, how is he able to motivate his people so that they can be strengthened?
他的这个鼓励很关键的。
His motivation was key.
因为当时候第十节已经有百姓说他们做不下去了。
For verse 10, we saw earlier that there were some people that had already kind of given up hope.
所以你看，我们人的那个意志力很重要。
So our the human will is also important.
我们如果没有那个意志哈，没有那个想要完成神的工作意志力，我们很容易就丧失力量。
If we don't have that resolve to complete the work of God, then it's easy for us to lose heart.
但是有意志力也需要有旁人的鼓励。
But if we have the resolve, we also need encouragement from around us.
要了解神是值得依靠，神是我们。
And we have to understand that the Lord Himself is our strength.
好，我们现在看一下诗篇二十七篇。
Let's read Psalm 27.
诗篇二十七篇。
Psalm 27.
二十七篇第一节。
Psalm 27 verse 1.
这里说神是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？神是我性命的保障，我还惧谁呢？
It says here, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
这里特别提到说神是我们的力量，是我们的拯救。
Especially mentions here that the Lord is our strength and my life.
是我们的保障。
And salvation.
我们不要害怕。
And so we shall not fear.
这是当时候你看尼希米他给百姓的鼓励。
This is the kind of motivation that Nehemiah gave the people.
然后接下去我们就看到那个百姓哦，他们非常的警醒，他们被那个尼希米一鼓励完之后，他们就知道怎么做了。
And following this, we see how the people became more alert after Nehemiah's encouragement. They knew exactly what they needed to do.
你看他们一半的人做工，一半的人拿兵器抵挡。
Half the people were doing the work, and half the people were guarding them.
那做工的人一手拿枪，一手做工。
And even the people who were doing the work, one hand they were holding a weapon, and another hand they were building.
在修造人，他说腰间都配着刀修造，就是随时都准备打仗。
And even those who were working also girded themselves with a sword so that they were always ready to fight.
所以他们在工作当中征战，在征战当中也工作。
And so they, in the midst of their work, they had to be ready to fight. And also, as they were preparing themselves to fight, they also had to do the work.
所以呢，你看他们大家就这样子在工作啊，这个很殷勤的日夜在工作。
And so we see everyone work diligently like this, day and night, constructing.
那这个工程哦，就这样子很顺利的进行了。
And so this work was able to be carried out just like this successfully.
哦，到了第六章，我们就看到很快的这个工程就建好了。
Until chapter 6, we see that quickly this work was completed.
那所以我们从第四章呢，现在看到有几个重点，我们一定要抓住。
So、in chapter 4, there are a few key points that we must grasp hold of.
我们今天在教会里面做神的工作。
Today in the church, we're doing the work for the Lord.
一样的，我们会遇到很多内外的挑战。
In the same way, we may face internal and external challenges.
第一个，我们一定要懂得祷告神，倚靠神。
First, we need to understand to pray to God and to rely upon Him.
我们要了解神是大而可畏的。
We have to realize how great and awesome our God is.
因为这些工作，神的教会的工作都是神的工作。
Because every work in the church is the work of God.
那所以在祷告当中呢，我们才能够重新得力。
And only in our prayer can we renew our strength.
第二个，我们弟兄姐妹要互相鼓励。
Secondly, brothers and sisters, we need to encourage one another.
因为神的工作要弟兄姐妹一起来参与。
For the work of God requires the participation of all brothers and sisters.
要动员所有人，有人做工，有人防御，有人祷告。
To mobilize everyone, that some will do the work, some will protect and guard, and others will pray.
那所以我们在这个过程当中，这个做执行神的工作的时候，我们就可以像第九节所说的，就是会派人看守，作为防备。
So throughout the process of working for God, just like the Bible mentioned here, we have some people watching and some people guarding.
所以要能够听从指挥的哈。
And also be able to obey and listen to orders.
因为当时候百姓啊，他们都是听尼希米他下的命令。
The people at the time they listened to the instructions of Nehemiah.
因为尼希米他做这个神所使用的仆人呢。
For Nehemiah was a servant of God.
他知道要怎么样来让所有人一起合作了。
And he understood how to get everyone to work together.
所以他的指挥非常有效。
So his command was very effective.
因为他在第二十节这样说。
In
第四章二十节。
In chapter 4, verse 20, it says,
最后一句话说，我们的神必为我们征战。
It says, our God will fight for us.
因为他是按照神的旨意在执行工作的。
For he conducted the work according to the will of God.
所以你看我们今天要完成神的工作，一定要能够顺服这个从神来的领导。
Today, for us to complete the work of God, we need to submit to godly leadership.
那这样子大家在工作的时候才会很和谐。
So that all of us can work harmoniously together.
然后我们就看到接下去尼希米他自己本身是以身作则的。
Following this, we see that Nehemiah set himself as an example.
他自己是站在百姓当中。
He stood amongst in the midst of the people.
我们就看到第四章里面，他这个人本身哦，他是很投入啊，对自身的工作很投入的。
In chapter 4, we find that Nehemiah was a very dedicated person.
他不是自己站在旁边看的哦。
He didn't just stand to the side and merely watch.
第十六节说，从那日起，我的仆人一半做工，一半拿枪、拿盾牌、拿弓。 穿铠甲官长都站在犹大众人的后边。
Verse 16 says, so it was from that time on that half the servants worked at construction, the other half held spears, shields, and bows, and wore armor, and leaders were behind all the house of Judah.
那第十八节说吹角人在我旁边呢。
Verse 18 it says, the one who sounded a trumpet was beside me.
第二十三节说我和弟兄仆人并跟从我的护卫兵都不脱衣服出去打水也是带着兵器。
23 says, neither I, my brethren, my servants, nor the men of the guard who followed me took off our clothes, except that everyone took them off for washing.
所以当时候这个百姓他们所做的事情，你自己本身都是参与当中。
So we see that everything that the people did at the time, Nehemiah was part of all of it.
所以你看他就是这么样的坚定的执行神的工。
And he showed such dedication in carrying out the work of God.
他的工真的是善工啊。
And he was very effective in doing God's work.
这个就是我们从第四章里面看到的，在他虽然在这个很不利的环境当中，还是能够坚定来完成神的工作。
We see that even though the condition that he was in was not ideal, but yet he was still able to persevere and complete the work of God.
外界的挑战是持续不断的进行的。
External challenges continue to come at him.
内部的问题也会一一的一再浮现出来。Internal
problems also begin to surface.
就是说，第四章所记载的这些内外的问题不是单一的，不是只有到这里就没有了。And
the internal and external problems that are recorded in chapter 4 does not just stop there.
第五章、第六章我们会继续看到这样的一个挑战接踵而至。
In chapter 5 and 6 and later on, we find that all these challenges continue to present themselves, but the people continue to rely on God to withstand them. And we see in chapter 6 that the work of rebuilding the temple was finally done.
我们, 在下一次的聚会的时候再继续来谈。
And the next time we meet, we shall continue our discussion.
我们今天晚上就分享到这里。
And we will share up to this point.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
415首。
Sing him 415.